Hello, everybody. Wow. Just a really big wow. Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you. I want to remind myself that we're all learners here. Sometimes I think it's easy to forget that good teachers are learners. I look out this window in front of me. I live on the 10th floor of a high rise with big windows, and just looking out at the huge expanse of the sky. And And feel the call, feel the invitation to step out of the dream. You know, Jesus holding out his hand to us and saying, come with me. Just come with me. I'll show you. And then he reminds me every time that learning happens when I look at the ego. Learning happens in the dream when we look at the ego. Because the ego is the only thing between us and stepping out of the dream. So it's fundamental to awakening to look at the dream we've made. And believe me, it is a dream of separation, sin, guilt, fear, suffering, and death. That's the dream. And we see it everywhere, all the time. And it is the ego that we're looking at. The dream is the projection of those beliefs that we did indeed separate. That we are sinful because we stole this individuality. We took it. It wasn't given. God did not give it to us. He did not give us our specialness. There is an actual line in the Course that said, God wouldn't give you your specialness. And so we took it. So we all feel that sin, imagined, of course, but nevertheless, we wouldn't be here if we didn't believe it. So too, to look at it is too horrific to look at it at its core, where it really is in the mind. But ultimately, we do have to see that that was a decision in mind, a decision that we made. And for that, there is guilt. Anytime we see anything but love, we're feeling guilt. And there's fear because we think we should be punished. and there's suffering. And ultimately, there's death. It's such a strange idea to think that life is being born into a body, living a while, aging, losing vitality, and ultimately dying, and we call that life. That's what we've given ourselves. Can you imagine that's what we have been able to give ourselves as the ego, as the dream of the ego, the ego's dream. That is the ego's dream. And learning happens when we catch ourselves in the act of believing that. When we look at the ego, when we see it arise in ourselves, it's the looking without judgment that heals the mind. When we catch ourselves in the act of the ego, of seeing it outside ourselves, seeing it within ourselves, just seeing it and being willing to look at it with Jesus as our teacher, taking his hand and at the same time looking at the dream and asking him to show us how to see it without judgment, to see it and then go beyond it. But it is necessary to look at it and to look at it without judgment. And of course we have the great teacher of forgiveness with us in our right mind always. It is our right mind. Jesus is our right mind. Again, he has no ego, so he's the one that can help us to look without judging. Without judgment, there is no separation. That's literally how we keep separation in the mind, is by judging. So it must be seen, the dream must be looked at, my dream must be looked at. I am the dreamer of the dream. I dreamed it. So I must look at it to see what is coming at me from outside, that's showing me the condition that's going on inside being in the mind. So the world is an outer picture of an inner condition. Again, the inner condition being sin, guilt, fear, suffering, and death, because the foundational thought is the separation from love. Love is oneness, and we wanted specialness. We wanted to keep, to have an identity separate from all that is, which is oneness, which is God. So we made that decision. And so to deny our classroom, which is the world, which is our daily curriculum, what goes on in our daily curriculum, to miss that, to deny that, to not be aware of it, or to be mindless in the dream, mindless, just in a trance state, an ego-induced trance state, going through our day from one thing to another without being mindful the opportunities that we have is to be asleep in the dream, to be sleeping. And of course, our goal is waking. So sleeping is not paying attention in the dream, just being in a trance. And when we make that decision to wake up, which we all have, then the game changes. And now everything that comes to us is an opportunity for our learning. There's a very beginning of the teacher's manual. I always puzzled over this, but now I understand it. It's in the development of trust. And it says, it takes great learning to understand that all things, all events, all encounters, and circumstances are helpful. And it is only to the extent to which they are helpful that they have any degree of reality that should be accorded them in this world of illusion. The word value can apply to nothing else. To nothing else. This is how we learn that everything is in our best interest. Because this is virtually how the mind awakens. By looking the dream in the face and learning that there's no cause for fear in the dream. There is no cause for fear. And the way we learn that is looking straight at it with Jesus, and the perception of fear is undone. It's undone. The mind is not stopped. It's not stopped by the incident or the person or the situation that we've been presented with. And so it extends. This judgment has been released. Because we're forgiving the dream. We can forgive it in its entirety. That will be the result of our generalization of this process. the result of us doing it over and over and over again will be that it generalizes, and will be that the world will indeed disappear. And the real world will arise. The real world will arise because the real world is in our mind. It isn't out there. There's nothing out there except your dream. We decide to do this. We have already decided to do this. We obviously signed on for this with the Course in Miracles and with Jesus. He's our teacher, our guide. And the decision which is made by the mind, you, the decision-making mind out of time, standing there with Jesus, out of time, beyond the body, having gone from mindlessness to mind, having gone from sleeping to being awake in the dream, in standing out of time, with him, we have committed to give up judgment. We have committed to that, and we are committing to that, and we are recommitting to that, to remember that that's what we're here for, so that we can truly not as a concept, but to awaken to the actual power of the mind to choose, as to who is going to be our guide in looking at the dream. Who do we look at the dream with? The choice is always there to look at the dream with the ego, or to look at the dream with our teacher. The ego will always judge, and that it is judgment. That's all that it knows to do, because it must keep separation. Alive in mind. The idea of separation must be kept alive in the mind in order for the ego to survive. So without judgment, the ego cannot survive. So the miracle is the shift from mindlessness to mind. That's a miracle. Going from the dream, being caught in the dream. We all know what that is. That's the ego's plan for salvation. The ego's plan for salvation is that you remain unaware that you have a mind, and that you must make this decision, and that you can make this decision, and that you will make it, and of course the ego knows you will make it against it. So activating the decision maker is an essential part of this process of choosing. choosing to wake up, choosing to be mindful. So being mindless is being caught, again, immersed in our thoughts, immersed in our feelings, immersed in our busy doings, our pleasures, our pains, our problems, our concerns, and all of these add up to what we call our life. This is the ego-induced trance, to keep all of our attention in the dream, to keep all of our attention on the body and not on the mind. This is, of course, about the mind. I was, in looking at the teacher's manual, again, I was just perusing through that, and I remember this caught my attention. Hold on, I know it's here somewhere. Here it is. Are changes required in the life situation of God's teachers? Changes are required in the minds of God's teachers. So the first thing the ego always wants to tell us to do to keep us in the dream is what we need to do is change our behavior. That we need to be nice people. That we need to do good works. That we need to be more thoughtful, meditate more, or it will always change behavior because behavior is form, behavior is the body. It will tell us to, we need to leave the relationship we're in, or we need to go to another city, or and that thought's a change. That's the ego's idea of change. Changes in the mind, and the only meaningful change in the mind is between the ego and the Holy Spirit as our teacher. The only meaningful change of mind. Change is required in the minds of God's teachers. It's good to remember that. So we're all looking at the same dream. The contents of, even though the dream may look individual, like specifically for you, in form, and different from someone else's or mine, the content of the dream is always the same if you scratch beneath the surface. Always those five things, sin, guilt, fear, suffering, everything ending in death. What a strange belief. So we're all having the same dream where it's a level playing field because we're all the same mind. We're one in the ego, we're one in the Holy Spirit. And we all have the decision maker, and we're one in God. So we're working this together as a team, so to speak. Because we're one mind. Right? How can you wake children in a more kindly way than by a gentle voice that will not frighten them? Then, when they're not afraid, you train them to recognize the difference between sleeping and waking, so they will understand They need not be of dreams. What a beautiful realization that we need not be afraid of the ego's dream. It's just the ego is nothing. The dream is nothing. It has no foundation. No cause. No reason for us to be afraid here. We would not be afraid of a dream. We knew we were dreaming. So when we're afraid, it must be we believe there's something out there that's dangerous, something that's fearful. And that's our own fear. That's what we get to look at and not judge until it's gone, until it's completely gone. And then, as Jesus says, you can look at stark raving madness and smile. That's how we know when we're not taking it so seriously anymore. When I'm not taking it so seriously, when I smile, when I catch the ego afoot, when I'm having a romp with the ego, to look, to simply look with an affectionate awareness, not with a hatchet, with an affectionate awareness. Would you look at that? Would you just look at that? It's nothing. How silly. How very, very silly of me to think that that could harm me or hurt me. And then there's just that gentle, sweet smile, Yep, we did it. Oh, we did it. And we get to undo it. Or we get to have it undone for us. However you choose to look at it. Looking with Jesus shows us that it was never there. He shows us it was never there. Forgiveness shows us that what we thought our brother did to us has not occurred. Be free, everyone. Be free. This is our time. We can do it. We can do this together. Together or not at all. Together or not at all.
All right. Thank you so much, Lynn Corona. What a beautiful sharing. Truly, yes, we ascend to the Father together. That is a quote from the text. Jesus is saying we do this together. Salvation is a collaborative venture. Hi, Janine. Welcome. It's a half hour right here right now, and I guess I've left it open in case Lynn wants the extra half hour, but I'm going to use it right here right now. To share on something I shared here a little bit earlier, went for 20 minutes, and then in the next 10 minutes I'll maybe add. I've been inspired to speak on this topic. Actually, it's been unfolding over a period of several weeks, including you hear that on the flight to Chicago, this was kind of revealed to me. So I'm going to play the first 20 minutes, and then we'll see what the next 10 minutes are like, and then Janine Jansma is going to be on at the top of the hour.